On May 30th, Arkady Babchenko, a Russian journalist and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, walked into a news conference that was hastily arranged by Ukrainian security services. The stunned audience applauded. Incredulous colleagues watching the news conference erupted with glee and tears when they saw him. It was a shock because the day before, he was shot dead by an assassin, allegedly hired by an organization with ties to the Kremlin. The fact that he was still alive led to confusion. How could he die and then return from the dead? Through a translator in an exclusive interview with WTOP, he explained what happened and, more importantly, why.
Well, I was under threat of an assassination by the secret services of the Russian Federation.
He revealed a simple murder-for-hire scheme that allegedly is the foundation of an elaborate network of killers that work to settle scores for Russia's rich and powerful, many of whom are connected to the Kremlin.
This kind of political assassinations as of late in Russia have been perpetrated as a bidding process. That is, the contractor would place several contracts, and different teams of perpetrators were competing for this job, and whoever managed to do it first would have been paid.
As a result of the operation, Babchenko had to completely change his life. According to Western intelligence sources, Kremlin-linked hit squads are strewn all over Europe, easily transiting from the Black Sea to the Atlantic, waiting for orders.
Rendezvous on Champs-Élysées. Leave Paris in the morning with TEE.
Well, I'm being guarded. They gave me 24-hour protection. I live in a secured place, and I'm completely in a secured situation. I cannot walk out the building even to do some shopping.
Babchenko is out of immediate danger, but there's still more. And coming up in our next segment,
Ukraine is flooded by agents and operatives of Russian security service.
And the threat spiders out far beyond Ukraine, even to the U.S. J.J. Green, WTOP News.